Most of all, though, I am grateful to have such a wonderful mother who has stood by me through thick and thin throughout my ordeal, who fights for me all day, every day, and who I only love more and more with each passing hour. Is it wrong for me to have hope that I may be returned to her arms before she too, like my father, meets the fate to which all of us are destined, whether we would like it or not? I shudder at the thought that I could lose her while being imprisoned within these walls. I would do anything to avoid that scenario, including the moving of heaven and earth. She deserves her son to be returned to her without any further ado. I deserve her embrace, which I have so sorely missed. Is that really too much to ask, my friends? I would also like to fulfill my duty as a white man of sound mind and body and find a good wife out there with whom I can continue my line. Is it wrong for me to have visions of my bouncing a little hell tyke on my knees? What could be more important than our breeding of the next generation? As for the facts of my case, let's just be real clear. There is zero evidence that I ever solicited somebody to murder anybody, and thus the charge is a sick lie on its face. I challenge anyone to show I ordered, instructed, or even encouraged the FBI's highly paid agent provocateur to commit a murder. Least of all the murder of the judge who had ruled in our favor. Can't be done, and that's all there is to it. I have been horribly wronged, and anybody with a scintilla of sense and justice knows it. Anybody can say anything about anyone, but that doesn't make it true. What matters rather are the facts, and the facts are in my favor. Furthermore, I was given a wildly excessive sentence in a case where nobody was hurt or could have been hurt. Isn't 15 years for a totally made-up crime long enough then? Is it really necessary to imprison a man for 40 years for a totally cooked-up government plot? To be sure, I have done as well as any man in my shoes could. I was blessed by the genes of my parents with a good mind and have put that mind to the best use that I could. These years I have written two of the greatest books for the future of our white people that have ever been written. Ending White Slavery in the Racial Loyalist Manifesto, and I'm working right now on a third. Still, the fact remains that it is the free world where I can help our people the most. Merely writing books, I fear, is not going to save our white race. Rather, the right direction, the right organization, and the right hands, dynamic leadership is what we need if our kind is to survive in this world. Many of you believe that I have what it takes to provide that leadership, but I obviously need to be free in order to do it. I can't do it from this prison cell where I am stymied and harassed by my captors at every turn. Rather, I need to obtain my freedom in order to exercise whatever leadership ability I possess. So it behooves all who care about the future of our white race in this world to fight for that freedom. Not only for my sake, but for yours, I am more than willing to lead our cause to victory if only I am given the chance. One thing is likewise for sure, if I have the strength of will to endure decades of solitary confinement and other persecutions for no crime, I have the strength of will to lead our cause to victory as a free man. You can put your faith in Matt Hale because he has justified your faith all these years. I don't falter and I don't quit. I have never been broken by our enemies and I never will be. I have no interest whatever in ego or petty rivalries, but only the task at hand. I am above that which bogs down most human beings. I live and breathe the racial loyalist, because hence, I have the ability to unite and rally all of us for the victory we seek. I am ready to hit the ground running, therefore, if only I am given the chance. Please help me obtain that chance. Don't let me observe the continued destruction of our white race as a helpless bystander for another 20 years from this lousy prison cell. I urge you rather to fight for my freedom so that I can fight again for you. Let me put my charisma and drive to good use on your behalf, for I know that if you do, I will unite and push our movement forward in ways that have never been seen before. At stake is the entire existence of our kind, and I am committed to the preservation of that future at all costs.